Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.
Okay, I'm here with Brandon Carr of the Dallas Cowboys. Brandon, looking around Wembley today, excited?
I'm very excited. I'm just trying to take it all in right now. I can only imagine when there's 90,000 screaming fans in here on game day, and the atmosphere is just ecstatic. You know, we're out here to do battle and go to war. So it's going to be a fun experience. Just looking forward to it.
I mean, it's a pretty impressive stadium. I mean, obviously, Dallas playing probably one of the most impressive stadiums. How does this measure up to the rest of the NFL?
This measures up to our stadium pretty well.
There's no massive jumbotron.
I think our stadium is, you know, top of the line. Yeah, missing the jumbotron, but, I mean, this is beautiful, man. This is, you know, you see it on TV and you hear about it. But, you know, to finally come and experience it and be on the field and just to look around, you know, it's incredible. It's kind of breathtaking at the same time just to see. I mean, you see from the air, you see the arch, the architecture, and you finally get up on it. You see how massive the stadium is. It's pretty cool.
A lot of players that have played here before have likened it to a Super Bowl atmosphere. Are you relishing that?
That's what I've heard. You know, on game down here, it's pretty live. I've been to one Super Bowl to experience that. But, you know, I hope this could give us a kind of run through as far as getting ready for the Super Bowl, knock on wood.
I mean, you're playing against London's adopted team, obviously in the Jaguars, who play here every year, but Dallas Cowboys is one of the best supported teams in this country, so it should be pretty even split as well.
I think it'll be even split. Cowboys fans are all over the world. They travel well. They're going to be supporting us. So I'm looking forward to a good fan support. We got some Cowboys fans back here from the UK fan club. I spoke with them earlier. They gave me a hoodie. So, I mean, they're already out here ready, excited, just like we're excited to come out here and play.
And obviously it started off as a bit of a gimmick. We're now just three games here this season, possibly four if, you know, they all sell out and they all go well. Is it starting to take off in America now? Are they taking it a bit more seriously?
I think so. You know, especially with the three games this year. And it's always been talks about, you know, possibly flirting with the idea of coming over here and, you know, creating a team or a franchise. But, you know, that may be in the works. It's beyond my control. It'd be fun to, if it did happen that way, for a team to actually experience this and be able to travel and play in this stadium, in this atmosphere. So, I mean, anything is possible nowadays in the NFL. It's taken off to a whole nother level. And I think this could be the future steps for us to expand and to get the world kind of engaged in what's going on with our sports and kind of enjoy it the same way we do.
I mean, but how would that go down with the average, you know, NFL fan in America? When teams move, you know, the Oakland, LA, Arizona, you know, Cleveland and Baltimore and stuff like that, but then moving it all the way over to here or creating a new franchise would be something, you know, massive.
If they create a new one, then you'd be on the right time zone, so you have to watch the games at the right time. The fans back at home, you know, they may have to get up at 6 in the morning and watch, but it'd be an incredible experience.
Would you put your name forward for the expansion draft?
Can I say that?
if you can say what you want.
I don't know. I don't know what the future holds, man. But, you know, right now, I got this song right now. The start I represent. Yeah. But, like I said, it's an incredible experience. I'm not the one to shy away from traveling and experiencing new things. But so we'll see what the future holds.
I'm going to try a tentative link here from London's team to America's team, which you play for. I mean, what's it like pulling on the Cowboys jersey? Do you get the extra sense of, you know, pressure and anticipation of being, you know, one of the most followed teams in America, if not the most?
Oh, most definitely. This is a team, my sixth Christmas, all I wanted was a Cowboys uniform. And my dad bought me the helmet, the shoulder pads, the jersey, the whole nine, Troy Aikman jersey. My cousin had a Detroit Lions Barry Sanders jersey or uniform. We played Christmas Day. We played in the snow. We played the whole time. I mean, just one-on-one football. And I was a Cowboys fan, and, you know, I was blessed with the opportunity in 2012 to sign up the Cowboys. And, you know, it's been a remarkable experience. It's been a dream come true to come out here and represent the Star, a team that I grew up idolizing and, you know, wanted to play for so long. Now I'm here. You know, it's just an incredible experience to come out here and represent.
Obviously, the offense scored enough points last season, but the defense took a little bit of stick for conceding a lot of points. How are you going to turn that around and tighten up to, you know, hopefully get a playoff run this season?
You know, this is year two of our defense. Last year, we implemented a new defense, new scheme, a new playbook, new everything. At the same time, getting players in it, we're trying to figure each other out. You know, this is year two. We got 1 year under our belt as far as just self-scouting, knowing what we do well, what we don't do so well. So this year, you know, coaches, you know, we're going to play to our strengths. We're going to get after the quarterback. But at the same time, we just got to just play with a lot of tenacity and speed and just have fun all at the same time.
And with your own quarterback, Tony Romo, do you think he would get as much criticism if you played for someone else other than Dallas?
See, when I get to Dallas, I knew how big the spotlight was and how much highly criticized the team was, win, lose, or draw. But you don't actually know the feeling until you're actually in those shoes. And just to see just the spotlight every single day on a random Tuesday is these Cowboys headlines, which is odd because I'm not from Kansas City and we didn't really make too many headlines. But I don't know. If Tony was on another team, I don't think he would be as criticized as the Cowboys. I mean, you have majority of your games on primetime television. Everybody's seeing them, and you know the Cowboys are America's team. So, and he's the lead dog of them all as far as being the quarterback. So he's going to take the most heat. But at the same time, you know, he makes a lot of incredible plays and keeps us in games. You know, I think this year is going to come down to the defense like it should have been last year to help him out and help him win some of those games.
Just one final question. What's Jerry Jones like to play for as an owner? He's obviously one of the most talked about owners over there, you know, ironically so, with being Dallas. So what's he like? Does he come into the locker room? Does he address the team much?
He dresses us sometimes, but his presence is always felt. He comes to watch our practice, you know, game day. He's there shaking guys' hand, getting them motivated. But you just get a sense that the Cowboys and the stadium and everything that the star brings, that's his baby. You know, he puts his best foot forward when it comes down to this team and his organization. He never half-steps. So he takes care of his players. You know, he loves his stadium. You know, he loves
Jerry
his
Will.
Team. Yes. But so, you know, it's this time for us to change, turn the tables and get some wins and to get this momentum back in our direction.
Sky Sports News Radio. On demand.